A list of sounds I wish I heard from my window when I was sickest. A list of sounds. A score. A score of sounds I wish to hear from my window when I'm sickest. A score for Weston.
May 12th, 2022, Madison Street, Ridgewood. One.
Bloating, spacious, round scraps of melody.
Two.
Slow,
gentle foghorn tones. Three.
Sounds of the city transforming for a moment into music.
To be played below the open window of the sick person listening in bed.
Weston packs their trombone and the patient drifts into sleep. Weston heads down Madison, trombone case in hand, red jacket slung across her arm, warm spring day. Across Myrtle Avenue, halfway down the block, unassuming glass door. Picture of a red tree, you might have passed it. A poem inscribed on the stone above it.
Sounds to keep you company, sounds to hold pain, sounds for solace, till the kingdom of the sick shall rise again.
Weston slips inside.
This is Lauren. Thank you for calling the Ridgewood Sick Center. Oh, yes. Oof. I'm so sorry. So, if you can tell me, what are you feeling right now? Okay,
hello?
What else?
Yes, this is the Sick Center.
Let's see what we can
yes.
Send.
Fog again? Tell me.
Or I can read you a few options.
Okay.
How would
lonely. What sort of loneliness?
There's a beautiful group
intense.
In, like, Solano Road.
We can send you something strong.
I can read you a few options.
Consuming.
How would a violin feel?
Of course, no.
There's a beautiful
nothing
group
saccharine,
of
nothing cheesy.
Sonatas,
dark.
Solano
yes.
Road?
Yes.
Or did you
we
have
got
something
you.
In mind?
Okay.
Maria.
Ah, okay. Softer.
Did you see this note from our deaf neighbor, Susan? The lady and him last year by the park.
Gracias por llamar al centro de enfermos. Soy Rose. ¿Cómo puedo ayudar?
She was wondering if she could get vibrations again. She needs them even lower.
Bueno. And would you prefer the song by your bed or through your window? Okay, great.
Let's try.
Dolor como una second tormenta.
Floor? Of course not. Okay, no, Eddie should be on her way within the hour.
Later this afternoon?
We got you. Okay.
¿Quieres una canción muy fuerte?
Like a dark, low, rumbling sound. Like something from...
Okay,
something
claro.
Like the darkest parts.
Creo que Lavender Suárez sería muy buena. Ella trae un toque delicado y...
This woman walking slowly closer... You know it's Gloria somehow. She has deep red hair and a smile.
Welcome again.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, can I ask you, can I take your hand for a second? I would like to meet in a moment of silence.
Softly, she holds your arm for a moment.
And ask that you may get and receive what you're looking for today.
I'll take care of you.
The requests and wishes are logged by the receptionists onto blue slips of paper which float down the hall to a room of keeners waiting to fulfill them.
All the workers here at the sick center are sick.
Or were sick, or will be.
We work shifts.
We work when we can.
We work in our neighborhoods.
I work when she needs to lie down.
It is always flexible.
Depending on your weather that day.
It is always flexible.
And we are paid either way.
And you should see the room for rest around the corner, here.
This particular outpost of Sick Center has been open for 80 years.
Actually, 64 years in this building now.
But it all feels much older.
Our guild is 1,000 years old.
A long ago, glorious age.
The days of the first sick kingdoms.
There is a small red tree embroidered on the back of Weston's jacket, of Eddie's long cloak, of Luke's hat. They tuck the blue slips into their cases and lift their instruments and head back out into the neighborhood to the homes of people who cannot leave their beds today.
We visit everyone, one day or another. Everyone finds their way to us.
You fall into a large room, Gloria by your side.
Here, the library.
Books for all kinds of bodies, and so the shelves go on, and so you follow Kate, the librarian.
Welcome.
Who walks with a yellow cane.
Past the shelves of Braille editions.
Wherever your body is going, someone else has been there.
This section of scores by sick composers, that's really music for stomach syndromes. Yeah, I need that one. Oh, here we are. I think you might want something from this section.
Kate makes a tall stack for you. Variously leather-bound, illustrated, handwritten, handmade, hand-bound, academic, and some juicy, full of tears.
Guide to practicing with fatigue, scales for a tired body. Diaphragmatic singing for the horizontal singer. I love this one. Recording for chronic fatigue, a guide to adaptations and techniques for sick studio work and at-home setups. Violin and your post-exertional malaise. Oh, and this series, Deep Listening for Hospitals and Oral History. And Deep Listening for Bedrooms. These kind of go together. I like them in a little pair. These have some beautiful exercises, actually, in them. Redefining presentness while in a fog. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. If you want some more historical music, Yeah, this one's incredible. Silent Singing, Songs and Lung Disorders, and the History of Tuberculosis Avant-Garde Choirs. The Show Doesn't Have to Go On, Resting and Resisting for Musicians. Oh, and Long Distance Harmony. This is an old one. It has a beautiful pale blue cover, leather, with sets of embossed patterns on the front. Made by a group of six singers in New York and California in the late 1880s. It's inspired so many updated editions. Oh, and here's the most recent one. Yeah, this one is in zine form with a sort of map of beds and little threads connecting them. It's printed in white on a bright green fabulous cover.
Gloria, in a nook in the library, climbs into a round, red, domed room.
This is my favorite room.
Which quickly fills with sound.
This is all the music of the sick kingdom.
Hildegard of Bingen.
Who led us, who planted the seeds of migraine music.
By Coley Harcourt White.
He held the threads for a while. In Nigeria, in the 30s, adding to the line of ancient leprosy songs. Jay Dilla. A pioneer of electronic hospital records at Cedars-Sinai.
Person in a blue coat appears, the archivist, and all of us burrow into another room.
Here we are listening to sounds in glass porches. Written in the early 1910s, from one of the Saranac Lake tuberculosis group records. This is one of the early recordings. They spent the summers in glass porches, rooms built for whatever their bodies needed. But of course, there's a department on the third floor if you want to learn about developments for sick architecture. What happens when you relieve the burdens of isolation, of seeking care, seeking food, a safe place to rest, made for such ideal conditions for sick creations. Those who could make their way to the lake, they produced a beautiful body of work, slowly building on each other's ideas, finishing each other's when needed. Here's the first draft of a sick song that Adelaide developed, inspired generations of sick songwriters. It's called Trapped by Adelaide Crapsey. Well, and if day on day follows, and weary ear on ear, and ever days and years, well, but of course, some of their most influential work is here, in these notes passed between sick beds.
May 2nd, 1912. Dear M, we must continue with our trials of silent singing when we can next find the energy.
Dear Jay, to move down the same lines of melody together, to be chanting the words in our minds at the same time, this is real singing.
Dear M, music need not have sound. We can raise our voices even as we rest our lungs.
Jay, the music is in the space of our attention together. The sound is heard in our minds, the creation of a different sort of silence.
This was, of course, very influential to later unsick avant-garde thinkers.
The archive falls away. We find ourselves in a messy room, a cluttered workshop. A person sits at a workbench, surrounded by a mess of strings.
I'm just finishing repairing this bed harp. Oh, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay. We used to make our own. Oh, they were more popular in the 40s with the Polish folk who lived in the neighborhood. They are rare to get one now. Oh. This is a beauty. A family heirloom. I guess they passed it around depending on who was sick in the family. Yeah. Now we get a lot of different stuff in here for repairs. Over here, there's a... Oh, over here, yeah. This is a really cool pair of bedside steel drums. Yes, a steel drum headboard. We had a horizontal viola from the 1850s last week. Oh, it was in really bad shape. So we decided to ship to Cremona, Italy. The six centers there are real experts on those. They're still tinkering and trying to replicate Stradivarius's ones. They're amazing. See, different six centers have specialities, you know. Like there's a group in Lima that's developing new repertoires and mouthpieces for shell trumpets for people with chronic fatigue. Tokyo's been working on some more electronic pleasure instruments, if you know what I mean. Sound makers, massagers, vibrators, all in one. Last year, I spent some time studying over in LA. They're still really focused on continuing the incredible legacy of Jay Dilla's hospital recording setup. You know, further developing it, following his innovations, bringing it to other hospitals, updating it, you know. Ugh, it's amazing! Honestly, most of it's been working on fever instruments this year. The pandemic. Yes, lots and lots of new citizens to the kingdom of the sick. Oh, come here. Yes. This one is from Baltimore, 1941. Oh, look at this red velvet case. It's beautiful. It still works. Yes, it was used by lupus patients at the hospital. But we've been making lots of new models. Lots to lend out. Lots of needs. Lots of sort of fevers to adjust to. Oh, like this one. Fuzzy to touch. Yeah. That was an idea of a group of long COVID folks from Crown Heights. Oh, and of course, we have music teachers too. If you want to adapt the instrument you already played before you became sick, or learn a new one, we'll send the teacher to your home along with the instrument.
Down a long hall, lined with beds and benches, people lay and lounge and whisper together or stare at the paintings on the ceilings. Down the long hall, past a room of keeners in training, practicing a fever piece. A room of sick neighbors, watching a film together, chants and healing scrolls from the first sick kingdoms.
We pass the Keener's Lounge, and Gloria stops off to lead a session of her caring hands training.
So music is created.
Down the long hall, a classroom filled with musicians for retraining, the syllabus taped to the door.
Changing bodies and new genres, preparing for disabled music practices. So this class is meant to be a combination of repertoire and techniques exploring this transition. Okay, we'll start today with the diagram.
Down the long hall, a row of practice rooms. An old woman shows a morning song to a young one. A mariachi band rehearses new music for a funeral. A teenage punk band tries out their newly written protest song. And then we pass quiet rooms, where students tinker with a new sound installation for the hospital, and one where an architect finishes the plans for a new bed theater, waiting for the coming of the second sick kingdom.